It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you, be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings, when friends come to call. It is the happiest season of all.
This week on How Star Wars Is It, we're reviewing Holiday Cheer. Well, hello there, Mike.
Hi, Josiah.
Hi.
And hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the show. This is How Star Wars Is It, the only podcast.
Yes, that's right. There's only one. And the past couple weeks, we've been a little meta. We reviewed ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we had a bit of a celebration with past and no doubt future guest of the show, Michael Delaney, a regular guest on the show. And so this week, we're getting back to the grind. We're reviewing a topic. We're going to give it a score out of one, from 1 to 10 on a scale of how Star Wars that thing is.
Yeah, finally, we're going to get serious.
Yeah, we're going to boil down everything Star Wars into a chili. We're talking about the movies, the books, the comics, the TV shows, the video games, the board games, the you name it. If it has Star Wars in the title, that goes in the pot. We boil it down into a perfect 10 out of 10 chili, and we're reviewing everything against that perfect chili. And this week, we're doing a really good idea.
A great idea. One of our better ones
that
we've ever had. And you know, we love to review concepts.
Yeah. You know, like the types of things that like that lend themselves easily to be reviewed in terms of how Star Wars they are. Science fiction movies, for example.
Yeah, that's really easy.
But we're fans of concepts.
Yeah, we like to make things difficult for ourselves because one thing that we have proven on this show is that we are good at it and we do the concept of the show all the time.
Yes.
We definitely don't just ignore it until the very end and then slapdashly like throw something together for a rating. So like, We're making it hard. It doesn't have to be hard.
No.
But we make it hard on ourselves.
But yeah, we have made a promise that we will eventually review everything.
Yeah.
And so Holiday Cheer, its number came up.
Yeah. We have to do Holiday Cheer. Because if not now, when?
Yeah. Next Christmas? Or God forbid,
next
like
Christmas?
May?
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if we had done this in May? Oh, it's Christmas.
It really
in
is.
July.
It is like convenient that a lot of the topics we review tend to come up in our random topic generator around when they would be relevant.
Yeah, that's true. Because we have a little, we have like a bingo cage.
Ball. It's like a Minority Report.
Ball.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I know what
it's
it
like
is.
It's like bingo balls.
Yeah, it's like bingo balls. And so like we have an infinite amount of bingo balls in the bingo cage.
Right.
Of Rolly Cage.
And it's crazy
and
that the only things that have come up more than one time it is the Star Wars movies all twice except for Solo a third time and moving.
Yeah, that is really weird. Honestly, that is troubling.
Yeah.
As far as like statistics go, something is going on
here.
Maybe it's not as random as we thought.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's kind of scary to think about. Have you ever read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I have not.
Great book. Very funny. They have the infinite improbability engine is like how the thing travels.
Okay.
Their spaceship, how their spaceship moves. And it's just like, it makes improbable things happen and that's how it gets its energy. It's very silly.
Okay.
But then like later on in this, there's a series. It's a series of books where they upgrade the engine to be based on the improbability of what a waiter writes on his little notebook that he is keeping track of people's orders, because there's no way to know what it's going to be and it'll never be the same thing twice.
Okay.
And I feel like that's our bingo cage of rolling topics is something from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That was a long road to go to get to that comparison. I'm sorry.
And this might be the... This is episode, what, 252? This might be the first time we've ever told the listeners that our topics are indeed random inside of a bingo ball. Like a bingo cage.
Yeah, bingo ball.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if bingo cage is the right word, but that's what I'm going to keep calling
it. Yeah, bingo cage.
Bingo Cage is the name of Nicolas Cage's dog.
Yeah. And Bingo was his name-o.
And Bingo was his name-o.
But what is your name-o, by the way?
Week. I'm Josiah.
And my name-o is
and
Mike.
And you're Mike. J-O-S-A-H.
M-I-K-E.
The H in my name is silent, which not a lot of people talk about. Because
so
why would they?
Yeah, I guess that was my question. You're saying they don't talk about that?
I remember as a kid learning that I had a silent letter in my name and thinking I was the shit. I was like, that's pretty cool. You have a silent E on
well,
your
name.
Yeah,
I was just about to say, like, how do you... I have an issue with how people talk about silent letters, which is, like, kind of too broadly. Like, I would say that, like, like, the K in knife is decidedly a silent letter. But, like, by your logic with the E in Mike, you would say that the E in knife is silent.
Yeah, it is.
But it's functioning to change the pronunciation.
Yeah, it's you don't say its name in the word.
I mean,
Mike, you're just describing what a silent E does, which is makes the letter say,
like,
its name.
Whereas the K could go away and the pronunciation wouldn't change.
Right. Okay. You're saying that there should be
a separate category for, like, a letter who's doing a job.
Right. You're saying that we have at least two subcategories. One is silent letters that are true silent letters, like the K in knife, that don't do anything.
Yeah, I would say that, like, if the letters of knife, like, were coworkers, N, I, and F would get all the praise. E would be like, what the fuck? I'm doing a ton of work here. I'm doing all of I's job.
Right,
and then
totally.
K is just, like, also getting a salary?
K is the CEO. K is the hanger-on that is taking all the credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have another category for letters that are doing a job, like a silent E.
By the way, you're listening to How Star Wars Is It on Holiday Cheer.
They're still, like, the silent E is still silent, but it has a purpose.
Yeah.
So
I don't like it.
Silent letter. Mike doesn't like it, and I'm saying that
I also
fine.
Don't really like when someone would say that, like, say the L in walk is silent.
No, it's walk.
Because I don't think you say walk, but if it was just W-A-K, you'd be like, whack.
Yeah, whack. It is as a purpose. It changes the A into an ah.
Right, right.
Now, do you know where I put an L where there is not one? In both.
Oh, you do.
I say both.
Huh.
Both of them.
You also say lawyer.
I say lawyer. I told my therapist I say lawyer the other day. Because it came up, and I don't know, I can't remember why that came up.
It was the first thing that you said. It was like, hey, how's everything been going this week? I say lawyer.
What does that mean about me?
Okay. Means probably I'm going to guess you're from Texas.
She was like, you're probably from the panhandle of Texas.
Yeah.
But it was really funny because she was like, is that not, then, because English is not her first language. And so she was like, wait, is that not how you say it? And I was like, well, normally people say lawyer. And she was like, oh, right. Of course. That's how I say it. And I was like, I don't know why we were talking about pronunciations, but we were. And I put an L in both.
Uh-huh.
And I put the law in lawyer, baby.
Let's keep the law in lawyer this holiday season.
Yeah, keep the law in lawyer. You know what else I hate in the holiday season when people get mad about?
What?
My dad put me onto this. When people are like, keep the Christ in Christmas.
Oh, that's what I was doing with keep the law and lawyer.
I know that's what you were doing. That's why I'm talking about this, because
okay.
You reminded me.
Okay.
So, because people see Xmas, right? They see Xmas,
yeah.
And they're like, keep the Christ in Christmas.
Sure.
That's stupid, and my dad taught me this, because X is the Greek abbreviation for Christ.
Yeah.
So whenever you say Xmas, you're still saying Christmas. You're just doing it in an old-timey, like, Greek way.
Yeah, and also, like, everybody relax.
Everybody relax Christ. Keep the Christ and relax. Okay.
Oh, man. That would be such a good, like, trick to do to somebody's phone. Like, you know, like, you can, like, make find and replace, like, auto text. Yeah. Auto tech Christ.
Auto to Christ. I'm going to go to the doctor to get a Christ ray for my broken bone.
Christ ray. Oh, man. Man, did you ever in elementary school play the Christ stylophone?
The Christ stylophone? Yeah. No, but I did play. I used to play tic-tac-toe with Christs and O's. Yeah. You know what's okay? Working.
I had an E-Christ girlfriend once who.
E-Christ? Yeah. Like email. He's like only online. I think it's bogus that here. Okay, here's the good thing. Working with kids, we talk about the letter X all the time. At least once every 26 days. Uh-huh. And
26 Christ like days.
26 Christ days. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're talking like no words start with X except for xylophone, which an X-ray.
Yeah.
But X-ray is kind of a cop-out, right? Because it's just the letter X and it's like an abbreviation or something. Right. And xylophone doesn't work because it doesn't actually make the X sound.
Right.
And so the smart thing that I've noticed the teachers have started to do is they use like box, fox. And so they say the X sounds at the end.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is let's just start replacing them all with Christ. For Christ.
T-U-G-W Christ. Christ. Y.
Christ. Y.
Ne Christ time, won't you sing with me?
Sing with me. Ne Christ. Ne Christ.
That's where it falls apart, is a lot of words with an X have a T right after it.
That's true.
Which you could just say in a, you know, make a grammatical linguistic rule where if a word is spelled where Christ comes before T, then you drop one of the T sounds. Christ before T.
Except after.
Christ before T, say only one T.
Say only one T. Except in the case of neighbor and way.
Yes. Oh, boy, what about the rare, usually it's something like a brand name or something where there's multiple X's in a row.
Oh, like Exxon.
Yeah. E-Christ-Christ-on. Do you guys,
E-Christ-Christ-on.
You're too young to remember the big E-Christ-Christ-on Valdez oil spill.
You know, you're also too young to remember Christ Ero Christing things.
What?
You know, whenever you used to make copies and you'd Christ era Christ them.
Oh, yeah. More generally, we say copy machine. But back in the day, you know how like Kleenex Christ is like synonymous with tissue? We used to say Christ era Christ.
Christ era Christ. Yeah. This is the stupidest thing we've ever done. We've been doing this for like 5 minutes.
This is the episode where Mike and Josiah come up with a fun game they want to play, and they just like completely abandon the
topic entirely because we got too excited with the game they found. Like, oh, geez.
The description of this episode, like, it should be called Holiday Cheer, and we should get into that a little. But the full meat of the actual paragraph of description should just say, Mike and Josiah spend the entire runtime trying to figure out words with X's in them.
Yeah, Mike and Josiah list words with X's in them in a complicated way.
Yeah. Wait,
the game they found.
I'll tie it back to the topic this week. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vicryston.
Vicryston. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, well, let's talk about holiday cheer. Are we talking specifically about Christmas cheer?
Yeah.
Or are we talking about, like, the general holidays from like Thanksgiving to New Year's.
Oh, well, that's a good point. I think we're kind of talking about like November 1st to New Year's, because like that's the day that like people still have their 12-foot skellies out in their front yard, but they throw a wreath on their neck or whatever, and they're like, all right, it's Christmas now. Yeah, anytime that you might hear, it's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
Or say,
hey.
It's
like Xmas.
Yeah.
What?
Or maybe something like this. You know, skating from the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack?
Oh yeah. Something like this. Something like
ding dong. Or like
hold on. Oh wait, Mike, we're not supposed to give away the acapella cover yet.
Or you know, like
that's only if
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's the thing. The other day Charlie was like, our old apartment, it was so much better for you to record the podcast in because I couldn't hear you screaming the entire time.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sure Charlie's gonna be like, why were you yelling O'Reilly Auto Parts? I had a thought.
Mm.
If we replace all X's with Christ.
We're back.
We should also replace all Christs with X.
Oh, I see. Okay. So we can say
X-mas.
So
now, and this is a rebranding.
Yeah.
Jesus X.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't that sound cool?
Yes.
Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah.
Jesus X.
And everyone is...
Exians.
Exians.
Exians. That's cool.
Yeah.
This is the rebranding that Christian...
And they just recently rebranded Twitter to call it Christ.
You're right! That's crazy that Elon Musk got away with calling it Christ. Yeah. The other, this is the rebrand that
ex-Christianity needs. TJ Macchrist Christ.
TJ Macchrist Christ. Ex-Christianity needs this.
Yeah.
Because ex-Christianity is old and dusty and fuddy-duddy.
Yeah.
And ex-Christianity needs a facelift. And Jesus X, also, when you say it fast, it sounds like sex.
Yeah. Like, geez.
And that's kind of fun.
Sex.
Jeez, it's sex.
So
and that's kind of sexy.
Whether you're just a regular Exian or if you're like Greek Orthodox Christ.
Right, Orthodox Christ. That sounds like Italian for some reason. Orthodox Christ. This is...
We can't do this. The most recent episode that wasn't one where we were just fully up our own asses was another episode that we had to put in quotes because we didn't actually do the topic.
Leaves? Are you talking about leaves?
Yeah, leaves, parentheses, autumn, the
parentheses,
whole thing
autumn?
In quotes.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. We can do whatever we want. This is our show. Mike,
so are
what
you
is
like
your
a Cubs fan or a So Christ fan?
So Christ. Oh, I love the So Christ. Love the So Christ. That's weird because it doesn't sound plural. And the socks sounds plural. So Christ doesn't sound plural. Okay, we need a new grammatical rule for if the thing that Christ is replacing is plural, you put an S at the end. So the socks are now So Christ's.
Okay,
so, that's the new rule.
Okay, we've run into enough problems with all of our exploration of this new stupid thing that we have to invent rules to keep playing this dumb game.
Yeah, that's what games are, right? You get rules for them. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus X. What's your favorite... This is in the developed realm of holiday
doing
cheer.
The show. Okay.
We were doing Christmas songs back and forth.
Yeah, right.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
I think we have too.
In some other episode, but I can't remember why.
Because I feel like I probably said, Oh Holy Night is my like sincere, like
religious type.
Emotionally dramatic
song
favorite. But my other like avenue I like for Christmas songs is like the one Christmas song that any one given like popular artist has done. You know, like Elton John's Christmas song comes to mind.
Sure.
Or, well, of course, and I also love Christmas Baby Please Come Home.
What's that?
the like Christmas, the snow's falling down. Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm a big fan of "He's the Little Saint Nick."
Yeah.
I love that one. What else do I like?
You know what's
funny?
What I've been doing? So many what? Christmas songs are either a billion years old or they came out in 1950.
Yes. Dude,
like Jingle Bell Rock and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and like Little Saint Nick and all those like feel like so mid-century, but for whatever reason, like classic rock and roll, like, you know, Grease, you know, like the sort of Buddy Holly rock and roll sound has this weird like Christmassiness to it.
Yes, I have been noticing this recently because I've been playing Christmas songs at my job, which is playing music for little babies. And so, like, I and I'm only doing, like, non-religious Christmas songs, right? So, like, they have to be just
Run,
about
Run, Rudolph.
Right. That's your Rudolph and those reindeers, your Frosty the Snowman, stuff like that. Sure. But then I've been dipping into, like, more pop ones, like, literally the ones you just said, like Jingle Bell Rock and Rock on the Christmas Tree. And theirs are both from the 50s. Yeah. And it's like there was this, like, 15-year span where all the classic Christmas songs got written that weren't hymns.
Right.
Like, all the hymns
like
got written a long
carols,
time ago.
Like,
or carols.
Like,
yeah,
Dickensian,
the carols.
Yeah.
Yeah, the carols and hymns got written a long time ago. And then all the pop Christmas songs got written in a span of 15 years in the 50s. Yeah. And then everybody took some time off for a couple decades. Yeah. And then Mariah Carey wrote All I Want for Christmas
and then
Is You.
Nobody did any more songs
and
ever.
And then no one ever made another Christmas song. Like, that's the timeline of Christmas.
I know,
music.
It is really weird.
It's so weird.
You know, another one that's probably in that neighborhood because it has like a sort of doo-woppy sound is
whenever they're flat, when they go it's like they can't hit the low note.
Yeah. But like they're all good.
They're all great.
I like all of those like Jingle Bell Rock type, you know, like back when rock meant like 106 BPM.
Yeah. They're like, not too fast.
No.
Not too fast or the devil might hear.
Yeah. Which is really funny to think about now, too. Like, if that came out in that time period when people were worried that the devil might hear, like, was there like a whole generation of parents that were like, I don't want you listening to that Jingle Bell Rock song?
Oh, I'm sure, because it's like, I'm sure there was a bunch of Christians, too, who were like, this takes the Christ out of Christmas, you know? I mean, the culture wars weren't as intense as they are now, right. So maybe
they didn't have faux Christ news back then.
They didn't have faux Christ news. So maybe there wasn't these exchins. Maybe they weren't saying that kind of stuff back then. But, like, I'm sure some people got mad about it, where they were like, you're taking the X out of Xmas. I was thinking about our rules for a second. Yeah. I got confused.
Literally, like, the whole reason this started... It's now like turned on its head. Hey guys, like, this holiday season, let's keep the X in Xmas, okay?
Yeah, let's keep the X in Xmas. All right, everybody. Jesus X would want it that way. Okay, so we're talking. I mean, this is. We are two Gentiles.
Yes,
we are, and like we come from Christian backgrounds.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna like, and we don't have Lior here to help us with Hanukkah stuff.
Yeah, right.
So like, I'm not gonna say that we are. I'm gonna say holiday cheer includes everything like except for November 1st and New Year's.
Yeah, sure.
Day.
What I picture is like when like neighborhoods, you know, like Lincoln Square or Andersonville or whatever for our local references, like all of a sudden have like garlands and lights everywhere.
Yeah, and like Christmas
like,
lights everywhere.
That's
what
I think of as like holiday cheer is like lights strung up over a plaza.
Yeah. Now, holiday cheer famously...
Or windows. Like, shop window displays.
Totally. They're like... And there is a change in people this time of year, you know? Everyone gets a little more gracious.
Yeah.
Slightly. A little more generous. Because we're all just looking out for each other, our fellow man.
Right. Except for Lucy.
Yeah, she's a...
She's like barking out orders and trying to get everybody to dance their little dance in their right spot.
Yeah, she's still gonna pull that football out for poor Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
even though and you know, football also like there's holiday football games.
Sure.
You got the Thanksgiving, so that there's that.
Yeah,
that's not Star Wars though. I don't know why I brought up football of all things.
Yeah.
I think that like holiday cheer famously in the movie Elf powers Santa's sleigh.
That's right. And the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing loud for
singing
all to
loud
hear.
For all to hear. I guess they call it Christmas spirit in that, which is not exactly holiday cheer.
No,
so
right.
Next week we'll be reviewing Christmas spirit. This week we're reviewing holiday cheer.
How
next week Christmas spirit.
How crazy would a month be where it's kind of just the same idea, but different words?
Just synonyms every week?
Yeah.
This week we're talking about... I'm trying to think of
we're doing eggplants
now.
This week, and next week we're doing aubergines.
Aubergines, yeah. Oh my god. That would be good, actually. I think that would be really
what
fun.
What if we did citrus month?
Right. Well, we do need to do Sprite month.
Yeah, that's right. We do still need to do Sprite month.
And the Honda Civic,
right.
Which I just remembered from editing the last episode.
So, I picture it as, like, here's my, like, this is what holiday cheer is, or rather, I guess what brings it out of me is both decorations out in the wild and decorating the home. Like,
yeah.
We've got, like, Christmas lights all over the place, and when, like, the house lights are off, but all the Christmas twinkly lights are on, it's like, wow, we are in a wonderland.
Yeah. Well, look at this little wonderland we've created.
Yeah.
One of the first, so we just moved into a new apartment, and, like, Charlie was, like, almost first thing was, like, let's get that Christmas tree up. Sorry, Xmas tree.
When you said Charlie, my brain went, Charlie Christ see Christ.
Charlie Christ see Christ. Love that artist.
Yeah.
Love that musical artist. Charlie Christ see Christ.
You know the guy, the rapper who hosted Pimp My Ride, Christ Zibbit?
Christ Zibbit? Yeah, I love Christ Zibbit.
Okay, sorry. Go back to your story.
No, it was that was over. We just put the Christmas tree up like first thing because it was like, let's get festive in
here.
And it is when you turn all the lights off, you get that little winter wonderland going. It's just so nice. Did you ever have a little village?
No,
little,
I was like, gonna ask you
ceramic
that.
Ceramic village.
The closest thing we had growing up was they were these like scale people that were like animatronics, and they were maybe like 18 inches high. And when I say scale, I just mean they had the proportions of a person, but like one was
scaly,
a boy and another was a grandma, and they were the same height. So they even unto themselves were not at the same scale. And like they had like a candle in their hand that was like a, you know, a little bulb, a little light bulb. And they would just kind of like
scary.
Gently move around, and like they would have this candle, which is not by any stretch a little village. I like those little villages, but it kind of has a similar vibe where it's like a scene.
Yeah, a little scene. My family had like, I remember, this is such a weird, man, humans are weird and traditions are weird.
Yeah.
And holidays are weird because like we had like boxes of Christmas decorations just in the attic that like come, you know, post Thanksgiving and be like, all right, let's get them down.
Yeah.
And then we just like put up everything. And it was always so stressful.
Right.
Because as a family, you're like, we have to decorate the entire house.
Yeah.
And that's always a stressful thing. As opposed to now as an adult where I'm like, this is nice.
Right.
And I'm like, why did my parents make it stressful?
You know,
or
what
was it just stressful to do it?
What sucks about Christmas decorations is you only ever get them, like any new ones, like at Christmas. So like,
yes. And then I'm like, I have to wait a year to
use
this?
You're like buying either yourself or whoever you're getting it for, like, a thing that they have to immediately put away and never look at again for like 10 months.
Hey, here's something to put in storage for 10 months. And then hopefully you remember that you have it next year.
Yeah, right.
Because you might forget because it's going to be a year until you look at it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, what was I going to say? Decorations.
We have to like stop doing this podcast.
We are going to be forced to stop soon by our loved ones.
Yeah.
They're going to stage an intervention.
Yeah, they're
going
to be like, all right, guys, the Ne-Christ one, that's the last one.
The Ne-Christ one is the last one. You will soon be a Christ podcast host.
So third rule for the swapping of X and Christ.
Right.
I do like the idea that if it's specifically the prefix X as in EX, meaning out or
it's
former,
E-Christ.
It is E Christ.
Right. Like as if it were an email.
E-Christ
yeah,
girlfriend.
Totally. An E-Christ girlfriend. E-Christ podcast hosts. I think that's good. Maybe it's that way for all vowels that come before it.
Sure. You just say the vowel name.
Like, I'm trying to think of another one. That,
like
that,
you,
that,
you
that.
Chop down wood with an A Christ.
Yeah, and Paul Bunyan had a pet O-Christ.
Paul Bunyan both had an O Christ and an A Christ.
Yeah, an A Christ and an O Christ. Whatever happened to the B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N Christs? From the A Christ to the O Christ. Okay. Should we go to the break? Jesus.
Do we just change the title of this from Holiday Cheer to like
linguistic gymnastics?
And like some little like swap symbol and Christ.
Yes, we should, because that's all we've done. Wait. Stop. Holiday special.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that earlier. Like, do you have like holiday traditions of things you watch? Because like I haven't regularly watched the holiday special. I'm kind of overdue to watch it again. Have we ever done a proper episode on that?
No, I think we've talked about it at some point, but I don't think we've done a full episode on it. Which is weird, because that's like ripe for the picking.
The problem with it is it's not fun to watch at all.
No, it's upsetting, yeah, and off-putting. Yeah. Whenever Chewie's dad watches porn.
Yeah, and like
so strange.
Stormtroopers like raid their house and break all their shit.
It's so upsetting. Yeah. You know, Christmas stuff. Xmas stuff. Yeah. Life Day stuff. Yeah. We looked up holidays in Star Wars at some point. I can't remember why. Probably during holiday
Life
month.
Day, and then like five or six that end in fete.
Fete. Yeah, which is like another language. I don't remember which one.
I think it is French. That's right. Did I ever tell you about the double-decker bus we took in France?
Yes, you did.
That it had like an audio track the whole time.
The crazy audio tour, yeah. Here's a question. If the X is silent, do we still put Christ into it? Like, if I'm making a roux, do I say roux Christ?
I think you do.
Yeah, I think you do.
Because that's funnier.
Because that's funnier to say roux Christ.
Yeah. Or like faux roux? Christ. Like a faux Christ for...
Yeah, a faux Christ.
Or a faux Christ paw.
A faux Christ hawk. Remember when those were in?
Yeah.
Faux Christ hawks? Yeah. Those were cool. That's a good hairstyle.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Holiday specials, holiday whoopie whatty. That's what the Grinch said one time.
Yeah,
that was funny. What I watch Elf every year. That was like was our family classic.
Really?
Was Elf? Yeah, we love Elf. Unfortunately, Charlie doesn't like Elf.
Yeah, a lot of my family doesn't either. I like it fine. I don't know that I like care to watch it every year.
It's a fun one. The you know it's a new one that's really good. Klaus.
Oh, is it?
You seen that? It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
It might make you cry. Hmm. It makes me cry every time.
I read
it's new and good.
Who wrote it? Wasn't Alan Moore, was it? There was like a Klaus comic.
Oh, fun.
Who the hell wrote that?
Oh,
Grant Morrison.
Ah, they're great.
And it's this kind of like Batman-y story. Like he's like this yoked like Northman.
That's a hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are Christmas movies. That brings the holiday cheer.
Yeah, and you know, like, this is the first time I think we've ever compared, I don't know that you would call it an emotion, but sort of like a state of mind or a feeling.
Yes, I was going to say an emotion, a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. We haven't done that before.
Yeah.
We're constantly breaking new ground.
Yeah, we are constantly breaking new ground.
Breaking new ground. We are ground-breaking individuals.
So, given any emotion, like if we were to just pick happiness and do that one week, like what would you say is the emotion that is the closest to Star Wars?
Hope. Only if it's brand spanking new. I would say the emotion that's closest to Star Wars nowadays is like
boredom.
Yeah, I was gonna say nostalgia.
Yeah. Yes. Well, in Holiday
that's
Cheer,
the feeling.
It taps into nostalgia.
Very true, because you're always... I had a coworker today said a really depressing thing, which was like, she was like, this is really depressing, but I thought about the other day about how you never know when something's your last of something, where it's like, when was your last Christmas as a kid? Like, you don't really know when it's going to happen. Right. It just kind of like, I mean, I guess you could say when it's 18, but like, there's this like feeling of like, I'm not a kid anymore, and like, that happens at some point, and you kind of don't realize when it's in the moment you are no longer experiencing this thing. And that's nostalgia all day, baby, looking back on those old times.
Sure.
Because, like, no holiday is ever as good as it was when you were a kid.
Yeah, right.
Just all holidays are better when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Birthdays, Christmas, doesn't matter what it is. All of them were better when you were a kid.
Right. Yeah, so I think this is our, like,
Star Wars ticket. Is better when you were a kid.
Yeah, this is our ticket to Star Wars here. Yeah, is like totally. Holiday cheer is a nostalgia thing. It's not entirely just nostalgia, but I mean, like, yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Like, the reason you find yourself in a cheery, holiday cheery mood is because, like, we've all been told what that is supposed to feel like, and we're remembering having felt that way before.
Coca-Cola bottled and packaged it.
So whether it's, like,
feel a certain way,
knowingly being nostalgic versus just, like, you know what I mean? Like, are you being nostalgic if you don't realize you are? You know what I mean? Like,
It's like, it's not an active nostalgia, but it's like it's a background nostalgia, background radiation nostalgia.
Right.
Yeah. I think this is our ticket to Star Wars for sure. But we are running long in the first half. Should we go to the break?
Yeah.
We only have like 20 minutes left. We've done nothing but talk about Christ
God,
X.
This is a bad podcast at gmail.com.
We are changing the email. Honestly, it's about time we got another email.
We could make that a little game for the audience, the listeners. Like, all right, so if you liked the show, you should email us at agoodpodcast@gmail.com. And if you didn't like the show, you should email us at a bad podcast.
Yeah. And we'll see which one we get more of. Yeah, that's a good... That won't backfire at all. All right, let's go to the break. We got to get out of here.
Okay. Woohoo!
Whee!
What's up, everybody? My name is Chance Nichols, and I am the host of We Didn't Peak. It's a podcast where I interview people who don't suck. I mean, they're people who are chasing their dreams, and we talk about their lives, where they've been, where they're going, and... Look, you don't have to be chasing your dreams to not suck. I know plenty of cool people who hate their lives, all right? Boy, this is less an advertisement, more an insult. Okay, well, listen to us wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Instagram at We Didn't Peak.
And we're...
You want to take a moment and think of something? And then...
Yeah, hold on, let me try again. And we're... Something that rhymes with back. Let's see. Black. Whack. No. Jack. Oh. Jack in the Box is a toy you could get at Christmas. And we're Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box Christ.
Sorry. Jack in the Box Christ. Box Christ.
Oh, no. I'm really sorry, everybody.
Yeah. I feel
we're
great
really
about
gonna
this.
We're really going to miss you all.
Yeah.
And I don't mean when we lose you as a listener. I mean when we both, like, kill ourselves.
Yeah, when we are both found dead in a river.
Yeah.
And it looks like foul play. Yeah.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I've got a game this week. I don't even really know what I want to call this game, but actually no. Let me start over. This game is called Holiday Cheer.
Oh.
I'm going to do a cheerleader style cheer, and you have to guess the word that I'm going to say at the end. This is all pretend, because this was my idea, and I kind of half wrote one, and then in my note I wrote, this is stupid. I picked an entirely different avenue. But that would have been something like, spooky, scary, everyone, it's the scariest you've ever seen. Spooky, scary, everyone, it's...
Halloween. That's good.
Okay. Christmas Day.
Because it's Christmas Day.
So this is actually called, I don't know.
There'll be scary ghost stories.
This is called like holiday movie something.
All right. And holiday Hoobie Woody.
Holiday Hoobie Woody. Holiday movie Woody. Where I am hinting at a holiday movie and you have to tell me Woody it is. Okay. And so what I'm going to do, it's basically the same type of game we played with Jim and Andy of like a sports movie.
Right.
Sports movie Woody. I'm retroactively calling that game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a year. And if you can guess the movie and the holiday that takes place then just after the year, you get like however many points you want.
A million points. Yeah.
If I'm going to then give you the director, and if you can guess it after that, you get, let's call it 3 points.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the top billed actor, and then that's 2 points. And then I'll give you the next billed actor, and that's 1 point. And you have to say both the name of the movie and the holiday, if indeed the name of the movie is not the holiday.
Right.
So, first up, the year, 1993. Any guesses?
Santa Claus.
No.
Okay, keep going.
The director, Harold Ramis.
Scrooged.
No.
Bejeweled. Wait, what? Why did I say Bejeweled?
No, that's... First of all, I don't think it's Harold Ramis, and I think it's called Bedazzled, and it's about the devil.
What? Why did I say that?
Because you played that mobile app, the predecessor to Candy Crush.
I don't know why I said that. That was weird.
Michael Delaney is yelling at his podcast right now, by the way.
Groundhog Day! Yeah. I thought it was just Christmas movies, and I forgot it was holiday movies, too.
Yeah, any holiday, yeah.
Gotcha.
And the holiday is the name, so you're right. Good. All right, the next one. The year is 1990.
Santa Claus.
No.
I'm just going to say it every time. Okay, next.
The director, Christopher Columbus. Do you know that?
Yeah, from Little Women. Christopher Columbus! Yeah. I love those compilations.
I'd be so happy I could melt. I wish there were 50 of those of different lines from Wicked, because there's so many embarrassing lines in Wicked.
So many stupid lines from Wicked.
I'd be so happy I could, well, melt.
Melt. Is that the worst thing that musical theater has done? Is like stop singing for a second and go, nah.
You know, it's the rule of like musical theater is like, you just get so overcome with emotion that you can no longer speak. You have to sing. And then there are parts during that you get even more overcome with emotion that you have to go back to speaking.
Sorry, I was overwhelmed. I have to talk again. Have some consistency.
I'm so overwhelmed that I could talk.
Oh, my God. Musicals suck. And okay. Come from a musical
1990,
theater,
Chris Columbus.
Chris Columbus, what did he, it's not Harry Potter. That came out way later. That's not a Christmas movie. What Christmas movie? It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Give me something.
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, Home Alone. Yeah. There we go. I knew it.
And it is Christmas. All right. 2002.
Okay, let me put myself in the...
I thought you were just going to say Santa Claus.
I'm going to put myself in the mind of a post 9/11 nation. What came out then? Jack Frost.
No, but that may have come out that year. I don't know, but...
Okay, next.
Director, Seth Kearsley?
I don't know who that is. Next.
Adam Sandler. And you get another actor if you need another actor.
Wait. Eight Crazy Nights? There we go, there
we go.
And
the holiday?
Hanukkah.
Yeah. Okay, 1978.
Oh, that's an old one. Casablanca. just kidding.
40s.
It's way older than that. Next.
Okay, director?
Yeah.
John Carpenter.
Oh, Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the next is 1988.
Hmm. Okay, putting myself in the mind space of a pre 9/11 America.
You're living in America.
At the end of the millennium. That is like an old joke on this podcast. Like that joke goes way, way back to the very beginning of the podcast. Give me next clue.
The director is John McTiernan.
Oh, that sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Next.
Top billed actor. Bruce Willis.
Die Hard.
Yeah.
There we go. That's why it sounded familiar. Famously a Christmas movie. And there's controversy about it.
No controversy.
Controversy. Hello, Sean Connery.
Yeah. Okay, 1992.
Santa Claus. my birthday. The home video of my birthday.
Which is what holiday?
My birthday.
I see,
Next
director.
Next,
Tim Burton.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
No.
Oh.
Top billed actor?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
Batman Returns.
Yeah.
There we go. We got it.
That movie, you know how people will say, like, well, I don't really care about if Die Hard's a Christmas movie or not, but we're not talking enough about Batman Returns. They're right. That is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's like it takes, Christmas is important to it.
Yeah, it's like the opening scene and the closing scene. Uh-huh. And we're talking about this next week, so I won't go too far into it, but have you watched it yet?
I watched it recently. I'm going to watch it again before Monday.
The, like, last dialogue is Alfred going, like, Merry Christmas, Bruce. And he goes, Merry Christmas, Alfred. And goodwill to men and women.
So dumb.
It's so weird. And women.
Okay.
And women.
Okay, Bruce.
Oh, man. Okay. 2016.
That's so recent. Director?
Gary Marshall.
Okay. It's one of the holiday movies.
Uh-huh.
Which one is it? New Year's Day? New Year's Eve? Is that one of them? Not Valentine's Day.
It's not that either.
Next clip.
Jennifer Aniston.
There were so many people in it, though. That's not going to help. I don't remember which one it is.
And the last, the second billed actor is the last clue. Kate Hudson. Does that help?
Is this The Holiday? When did The Holiday come out?
It is not. No, came out way you before. Were on the right track.
It's one of the holiday movies, isn't it? What's it called?
It is called Mother's Day.
Mother's Day? No way. That never came out. That's made up.
All right. The next one is 2011.
Okay.
Director?
Yeah.
Gary Marshall.
Oh, my God. Valentine's Day.
No.
Oh, yeah. Valentine's Day came out when I was in high school because I went to see it with my friend, which is weird that we went to see it at all. New Year's Day?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, okay.
All right, next is the year 2010.
Valentine's Day.
Yes. I was so excited to get to say Gary Marshall three times.
Yeah. Careful, he might show up.
Yeah.
Gary Marshall.
What? Why'd you call me
His ghost appears.
Yeah.
He's dead, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, he is. 1996.
Santa Claus.
No.
Damn it. Director?
Directed by Roland Emmerich.
Oh, that's a famous director. It's not ringing any bell, though. Give me the build, top build.
It's Mr. Willennium himself, Will Smith.
Independence Day!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. 1987.
Next.
Pre-9/11. Director, John Hughes.
Oh. It's a holiday movie with John Hughes. Okay.
It's a holiday
movie. It's a holiday movie with John Hughes. Top build.
A hickory dock.
Next clue.
Top billed actor, Steve Martin.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving movie.
Yes, yes. And that's all.
Yay!
It's turkey lurkey time.
That was a good game. I like that game. All right, we got about 10 minutes left.
Which in Roman numerals is Christ?
X. We have Christ minutes left on this earth before we both die. Because we are going to be ritually sacrificed.
You know what's really crazy? One of the only lost episodes of the show is Circles. In other words, O's. And I see us losing this episode, and this is the X's episode.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. The audio just was messed up, guys. Sorry, yeah. We lost it.
You should have heard it. It was just two guys listing words that had X's in them.
Yeah, they opened up a dictionary.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, it wasn't us. It was two strangers. It was scary, actually.
Man.
Oh, man. Let's give this a rating on a scale of 1 to 10 of how Star Wars it is.
Yeah, should we remind the listeners what the episode title is?
Right, it's Holiday Cheer. Which is,
we are not good at doing the show anymore.
I'm not sure if we ever were.
We've had so many episodes come out where, like, we've gotten tweets or, like, comments from whoever that are like, you didn't say anything about the music, or like, you didn't mention how, like, the main character has a lightsaber.
Yeah, if we ever do an episode on Ahsoka, it's gonna be like about green beans or something. People are gonna be like, why didn't you talk about the fact that there's that Ahsoka has two lightsabers. That's even more Star Wars than one lightsaber. And we're like, sorry, we were talking about green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like talking about like, do you put little like crunchy bits in it? Yeah. Like, do you like it more gloopy? Do you like it gloopy or crunchy? Firm?
Yeah. And canned or fresh? Like, what are we talking here? Man, I realized that, like, as an adult, I realized that green beans are good. Because growing up, we can't start talking about green beans. What am I doing? Stop. Stop.
Oh, God. Music.
There's lots of holiday cheer music.
Another one we always talk about as being Star Wars. I think nostalgia and music are, like, the big ones.
Yeah. Like, I think nostalgia and music.
Holiday cheer is more of a result of nostalgia, whereas Star Wars is like the product. Like it's asking you to be nostalgic as opposed to like, having you feel that way. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm.
Totally. I think
it's almost like the whole silent letter discussion. Was that on this or on the Patreon?
I don't remember.
Like if it is requiring you to be nostalgic to enjoy yourself versus it is giving you feelings of nostalgia, that feels like the difference between a silent letter versus a letter that I guess sure is technically silent, but it's like doing work.
Doing a job. Go listen to the Patreon to get more context for what the hell. I think that was in the Patreon. Who can say anymore? It all blends together.
Man.
Folks, we record an hour and a half every time we record, and like, we also pretty much always forget everything we talked about immediately.
Yeah.
As is evidenced by the 250th episode where Lior gave us receipts of things we've said in the past, and none of us knew what who had said what. Because we were like, I don't know.
Everyone in Los Angeles is pro Green Goblin. That one was so funny.
That's a funny thing to say.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's a couple layers there. Because like, you think about it for a second, and you're like, I guess that kind of makes sense. Since New York hates the Green Goblin so much. Most of this episode is us laughing at ourselves, which is great.
Oh, God. We have to, like, maybe in the new year, that can be a New Year's resolution that we, like, do our fucking show.
Yeah, and we'll see how long, and as like many New Year's resolutions, we'll see how well we can stick to it.
Yeah, right.
Have we done New Year's resolutions? We sure.
I think so.
I think we have.
I think so.
Hold on, let me look it up. New Year. We've done New Year's, but not New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh my God. Do you remember that we recorded an episode about Soul, the Pixar movie?
Oh yeah, the Pixar movie?
The Pixar. I just looked up New Year and like a couple episodes popped up. For some reason, I don't know why they have New Year in the title. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, nostalgia and music are going to push it past the two level for me.
Okay.
But not too high.
No.
Because holiday cheer is on a movie or TV show or a book.
It's our first ever feeling, and I feel like we didn't do a great job giving it a fair shake as a feeling.
No, we did not. We did a good job at making jokes about the letter X and the word Christ.
Did we do a good job of it or just an abundant job?
We did do an abundant job of it. That's true. And if you're...
As they say, work harder, not smarter.
Yeah. Quantity, not quality.
Yeah.
It's all about just shooting from the hip. It's like, we're like Tom Sawyer, or Sawyer, as I say. We're like Tom Sawyer in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. We're just shooting a lot of bullets, hoping one of them hits.
Right.
Listeners, did any of those X and Christ things hit for you?
Oh,
tweet at us.
You're talking about that movie that's abbreviated L Christ G.
L Christ G. L Christ G. L Christ G.
Yeah.
That's funny. Tweet at us your favorite switcheroo of X and Christ, everybody. Which one was your favorite?
Oh, God.
Or send us an email.
Well, yeah, Christ us your favorite, because I don't know that you can call it tweet.
Right, you can't tweet anymore. Christ us your favorite. Christ us your favorite, yeah. For sure. Let's just give this thing a rating, because we did a bad job, and we got to get out of here.
Because we did a bad job. Oh, man, yeah. We gotta start doing the show better.
Yeah, we got to figure out what we lost somewhere along the way. Was it our youthful innocence? Was it caring about Star Wars at all?
I, Well, I think that has part of it is caring about Star Wars. I think there's like, we started doing the Patreon, so we like start off every recording with like kind of just like random energy.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Chaos.
True.
And sometimes that carries into the record.
It's true.
Oh, golly. All
right. My unit of measure is going to be nativity scenes.
Oh, yes.
That's the my family has a bunch of those around the house.
Mine does too. And in fact, we have this thing where it's all these little figurines. They're like sort of realistic looking people. And it's, you know, they're meant to be either out in the field or looking at the Christ child, mm-hmm. the X child. And my mom would always kind of like cheat them out.
Yeah.
So you could like see their faces. And my sister would be like, no,
that's not accurate.
They need to be looking at the babe. Yeah. And this year she sent us a text a couple days ago, my mom, of that picture, or of a picture of the nativity scene, and they are all, it's not even cheated out. They are like fully like at curtain call, like all in a row facing out.
Well, you did. Take a bow.
Yeah.
Christ get his moment. X get his moment.
I will do
You know that DM Christ song, Christ's gonna give it to you?
DM Christ.
Christ's gonna give it to you. Yeah. Gonna give it to you. Christ's gonna give it to you. That was a good song.
Did you grow up playing SS Christ Tricky?
It's tricky.
My unit of measure will be like friggin' wreaths.
Yeah, and you know what those are? O's, not X's.
They are O's.
Or not Christ's. Sorry.
Not Christ's.
Sometimes I forget our own rules that we've made. Oh. All right. I'm going to get three nativity scenes because of nostalgia and music.
Sure. I'll give it...
And the Christmas special, the holiday special.
I'll give it two wreaths, but I'll also give it just a, like, it's got a little bit something more. It's kind of got that Christ factor.
Yeah, it's got a Christ factor to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one to end on. Do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at House Star Wars on Twitter and Instagram.
No, you don't.
And TikTok.
Don't email us at a good podcast.
Don't email us at a good podcast.
Don't follow us on social media.
Don't follow us on media. Don't go to the Patreon.
Support us on Patreon. Even though all you would have to do is give us $5 a month, whether you want the bonus episodes or not, you could always support us just
right.
Financially. But we don't want you to do that because this is not a good show.
No. Yeah.
Have we gotten any mailbag questions?
Oh, let me see.
Please do, in fact, email the show at agoodpodcast@gmail.com and we'll answer your question on the show if you want us to.
Michael,
make that clear in the email.
Michael Delaney sent us his audio for the last episode. And that's all.
Oh, boy.
Great. All right. Let's get out of here. Sandwiches of Star Wars. Wait. Sandwiches of Star Wars. It's about time for bye-bye. Like we always say.
We love you. And may the force be with you. Force.
Wait, what? Mike? How many times have we done this?
251. Oh, my God. Okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
So you can just cut this all out of the show.
No.
You just do a control Christ.
Control Christ. Control Christ and then control paste.
Yeah.
Or control V. Sandwiches of Star Wars, about time for Toby Bobby. Like we always say,
we love you. And may the force be with you. I considered doing it again.
Yeah, and may the force be with Christ.
It's dot com.
It's dot com.
Hello, and welcome to something. What is, one of them is like...
Welcome to a website.
Welcome to a website.
Welcome to a website.